Alright, let's see. What can we do over here? Alright, what do we do over here? What do we do, Lemaisa? What doff are we even on? Oh, alright. Let's see, where are we? Alrighty. Alright, where are we? Okay, here we are. Alright, sounds good to me. Alrighty. Great. Alright, Alright, that sounds good to me. Alright, very good. Hey, what's up everyone? Welcome back to Babylon Tama. Today we're studying Daf. So you see, I wrote here Daf 23, but what I meant to write is Daf 24. Today we're learning Daf Chof Dalav Masechta Yoma. Today's Daf, at the beginning, we kind of wrap up the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that we saw at the end of the day yesterday regarding is Trumas Hadeshen considered one of the avodis of the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash or not. And then really the focus of today's daf is going to be a machlokas between Rav and Levi about what are the avodis that a Zar is Chayav Misa, a non-Kohen would be Chayav Misa if he does them. That is what we're going to be learning about today. Chevra, let me know when you're ready, and we'll get started. Alrighty. So, the Gemara says, about 10 lines from the bottom, Neima Kitanoi. Let's say it's like a Machlokas Tanoim, that this Machlokas is between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. That Rish Lakish says that Trumas Hadeshen would not be considered an Avoda, and Rabbi Yochanan who says that Trumas Hadeshen would be considered an Avoda, let's say that it's Machlokas Tanoim. Okay, what's that Machlokas? Al Bisaru. Now this is Machlokas that we have seen. We have seen this earlier. Soras Hashas says on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, so 11 days ago, that the pasuk says Al Bisaru Matamuloma Yilbash. Now what does the pasuk say? V'lovash Hakoyin Midovad Umichne Sebad Yilbash Al Bisaru. So the question is, how come it has to say Yilbash a second time if it already says V'lovash at the beginning of the pasuk? Why not just say V'lovash Hakoyin Midovad? Why yilbash? What do we learn from that extra word? So matamaloma yilbash. Lahavi mitznefes va'avned la'aroma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what we learn out from yilbash? What we learn out is that even though the pasuk only specifies the ksones and the mitznefes, yes? V'lovash akoyin midovad, which is a ksones, v'michnasei va'ah, and michnasayim. So even though the pasuk only mentions michnasayim and the ksones, nonetheless, when you do Trumas Hadeshen, and that pasuk, of course, is in the context of Trumas Hadeshen, so Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you shouldn't think that by Trumas Hadeshen, the Kohen only needs to be wearing the Michnasayim and the Ksones. So therefore, it says Yilbash to teach that in addition to the Michnasayim and the Ksones, he also needs to wear the Avnet and the, what's the other thing that we're missing? The belt. What's the belt? The Avnet. The Mitznefes and the Avnet. Wow. I feel like I was forgetting my Kohen vestments vocabulary there. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why the pasuk says Yilbash, even though it already said Vilavash, is to teach us that by Trumas Hadeshen, the Kohen wears in addition to the Ksones and the Michnasayim, he also wears the Mitznefes Ve'avnet. Rabbi Dosa Omer says, Rabbi Dosa, what do we learn out from Yilbash? L'rabos bigdei Kohen, gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, shekshayin l'kohen hejit. We saw this the other day, to teach us that the four garments that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, when he goes lifnai v'lifnim, into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he wears the four garments, as opposed to, right, the four garments of a regular Kohen, as opposed to the eight garments that he normally wears. So says Rav Dosa that those four garments can be used the rest of the year by other Kohanim. Amar Rebbe Shtei Tshuvos B'davar. And like we saw the other day, Rebbe responds to Reb Dosa and he says, I have two questions on you, Reb Dosa. Number one, Chadad Avneto Shel Kohen Gadol Ozeu Avneto Shel Kohen Hejit. Question number one is that the belt that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, when he's wearing the four garments, is different than the belt that a Kohen Hejit wears the rest of the days of the year. Or every day of the year, really. Because according to Rebbe, the belt of the Kohen Hedjit is made out of Kilayim, just like the belt of the Kohen Gadol. Meaning the belt of the Kohen Gadol in general and the belt of the Kohen Hedjit in general are the same. They're both made out of Kilayim. However, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he wears only cotton. And therefore, the belt that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim, is different than the belt normally worn by a Kohen Hedjit. So therefore, Rebbe says, I don't see, Reb Dosa, how you can say that a Kohen Hedjit can wear the garments of, that the Kohen Gadol wore into the Kodesh HaKodashim. They're different garments. I mean, 3 out of 4 are the same, but 25%, one of them is not. Okay, so that's question number one. Ve'od, and question number two, begadim shenishtamish bo'en kedusha chamur, tishtamish bo'en kedusha kala. These begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore into the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is pretty high level stuff. So you're not just going to use that on a regular day of the year for also certainly very holy things, but not quite the avod of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Okay, fine, Rebbe. So then what do you learn out from Yilbash? The Rabbi says, Ashrakim, to teach that you're allowed to use even the garments that are worn out. They can't be ripped, but if they're worn out, you know, if they're not brand new, that's fine. You could still use those garments. We said that the other day, right? That when you do the Trumas HaDeshen, well, after the Trumas HaDeshen, when you would take out the Deshen, so then we said you would wear kind of worn out clothing, right? V'nicham sham, and when the pasuk says that he then takes the ashes, v'nicham sham, and he leaves them there, m'lam shetunin k'niz, no, this is not the ashes, it's talking about the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Right, that he takes off the begadim that he wore into the Kodesh HaKodashim, v'nicham sham, and he leaves them there. M'lam shetunin k'nizah, that teaches that they have to be buried. Now, according to Reb Dosa, who says that a Kohen Hedjit can wear them the rest of the days of the year, so Reb Dosa omei ru'uyin hein the Kohen Hedjit. Reb Dosa says that a Kohen Hedjit is actually allowed to use them, so that means that you obviously then don't have to bury them. Umata melomer v'nicham sham. So what does he learn now from v'nicham sham? Shlo yishtamish b'en yom kippurim acher, that this Kohen Gadol shouldn't use these same clothing for another Yom Kippur. He uses them once, and then he puts them aside, and a Kohen Hedjit can use them. That is what Reb Dosa learns regarding the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. My lab, welcome if okay. So now the tie into our Gemara. So the Gemara wants to say that the machlokes here is what? The marsova avodei, you marsova lav avodei. So let's say that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in addition to wearing the michnasayim and the ksones, he also wears the mitznefes and the avnet. Why does he have to wear all four begadim? Because he says that he holds that Trumas HaDeshen is an avoda, is a proper avoda, and therefore you need the four begadim. And according to Reb Dosa, who doesn't learn out from Yilbash that you need the michnasayim, that you need the mitznefes and the avnet, so he's going to taka learn that it is not an avoda, and therefore you don't need the mitznefes and the avnet because it's not an avoda like Rish Lakish. So we'll say that Reb Yochanan is like Reb Yehuda, that it's an avoda, it's a proper avoda. And Rish Lakish is like Reb Dosa, that it's not necessarily an avoda, and therefore he doesn't learn out from Yilbash mitznefes ve'avnet. Lo, the Gemara says no. The Chuli Ama avodah, both Reb Dosa and Reb Yehuda hold that Trumas HaDeshen is a proper avoda. So why doesn't Reb Dosa say anything then about the mitznefes and the avnet? This is the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Dosa, myself, it's tzricha kral rabuye, myself, lo tzricha kral rabuye. Well, the machlokas is that according to Reb Yehuda, we needed the pasuk to teach us that if the pasuk wouldn't have had the word yobash, I would have thought that you wouldn't have to wear mitznefes va'avnit. So therefore, the pasuk says yobash to teach that you taga do have to wear mitznefes va'avnit because it's an avoda. According to Reb Dosa, he says, I don't need the pasuk to teach me that he wears the mitznefes va'avnit. Obviously, he wears the mitznefes va'avnit because the Trumas HaDeshen is an avoda. From the fact that he wears the michnasayim and he wears the ksonis, it's a proper avoda. I don't need the pasuk to teach me that he wears mitznefes va'avnet. Obviously, he wears mitznefes va'avnet. And as we learned out from michnasayim, right? We learned out that it has to be al-basaru yesterday. That nothing comes first, and from the midobad, it has to be the right measure. So that's what we learn out specific things from the mechnasayim and from the ksones. But the mitznefes and the avnet, that we don't have specific things that we have to learn out from them, so we just leave them out. And obviously, according to Reb Dosa, he says that we're going to have to, Reb Dosa says that obviously we're going to have to, he's going to have to wear the mitznefes and the avnet. It goes without saying, because in fact it's an avoda, so it's not necessarily a split between whether or not you say it's an avoda. Okay, fine. Very, very, very nice. Bye, Reb Avin. What is the shiur? What is the amount? How much of these ashes do you taka take? Right? We said that the kohen goes onto the mizbeach, takes a shovel, takes a shtickle ashes. How much? Mitchumas maiser afinulo? Do you learn it out from chumas maiser? What's chumas maiser? We all know this. We all know what chumas maiser is. Chumas maiser is that, of course, you have your field, you take 10%, you give it to the Levi. Obviously, you give Chuma to the Kohen, but then you take 10%, you give it to the Levi. And then the Levi takes 10% of that and he gives it to the Kohen. So, at the end of the day, what Chuma's Meiser is, it's 1/100th of the field, right? You take 10%, give it to the Levi takes 10% of that, which is, 100, and he gives that to the Kohen. So, do we say, so it says, Vari Mosim Imenu. So do we say that just like Trumas Meiser is 1/100, so therefore Trumas Hadeshin is 1/100? Oh, Mitrumas Midyon Yafinala. Or maybe we learn it out from the Truma that of the spoils of Midyon, which was 1/500. So which one is it? Tashma Kaminir Dutani Rebchia, the Rebchia taught Nemakan Veherim Venemer Laholan Veherim. Says Reb Chiya, actually it says Veherim in the context of Menachis. Malaholin Bekumtso, Afkan Bekumtso. So it says Reb Chiya that actually by Menachis, by Korban Mincha, it's a fistful, it's a komets. So therefore, let's say that by the Trumas Hadeshen, it's going to be a fistful. Now, you're not actually going to take a fistful of Truma of the ash, because the ashes are hot coals, or they can be hot coals. So you'll use a shovel, but make sure you have at least a fistful's worth. All right, we have a guest here. One second, let's see. Come in. Ah, it's Brielle. Oh, okay. Hey. Alrighty. All right. Well, Brielle, we're on the air, so you gotta think quick. You gotta keep the people entertained. Oh, what do you think the answer is?
Yes, because you're probably not busy.
Very nice. Breeze.
After Babylon Talmud?
Right.
All
right. I'll see ya. Wait, Breeze, can you close the door, please?
Sure.
See ya.
Bye.
Ay. All right, let's go weiter. Alright, fine. Where were we again? Toshma and Tanu Abhiya never come behave but never allow them to air. Matam Lom Bekumso. Where am I? Okay, fine. Afkan Bekumso. Omar Rab. Nu Rav Hot Gizok. Said Rab. Arbavodis Zar Chayev Alein Misa. There are four Avodis, there are four things that there are four things in the Beis Hamikdash that if a non-Kohen does them, well, sorry, fella, we're gonna kill him. Zrika v'aktara v'nisuch hamayim v'nisuch hayayin. The four are zrika, if a fellow throws like blood onto the mizbeach, v'aktara, if he throws something onto the fire of the mizbeach, right? If he burns something on the mizbeach, v'nisuch hamayim, pouring of the water onto the Mizbeach, on Sukkis, which we are going to learn about in, of course, Masechet Sukkah, in the fifth paragraph, and the Nisuch Hayayin, as well as the wine libations, if you pour wine into the Mizbeach, then you're Chayav Misa in all of those cases. The Levi Omar, Levi adds, Af Chumas Hadeshen, additionally, if a non-Kohen does Chumas Hadeshen, so we will terminate him. Vitani, V'chein tani Levi b'masnisa, and similarly Levi taught in his brisa or something. This is extremely interesting to me. I don't know what it is. I also didn't really look it up much, but only sort of rudimentarily. What's b'masnisa? What's his brisa? Did Reb? Oh, wait a second. Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia are the ones. Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia or Reb Hoshaya? Are they the same people? Maybe Reb Oshia. Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia, Taka, they were the editors of the Tosefta, I think. Boom. Boom. Yeah. There you go. So maybe that's what it means. That Kilu, Reb Chiya taught in the Tosefta. Boom. No, but this isn't Reb Chiya, this is Levi. So what was the brises of Levi? Did he have his own brises? Is it possible that maybe we learned about it at the end of Masechet Shabbos? All right, this isn't the right time for me to think out loud over here. Well, maybe it is. Let's go weiter. So similarly, Levi taught in his brisa of Trumas Hadeshen, also Trumas Hadeshen, a non-Kohen would be Chayev Misa if he does it. My time the Rav, how come Rav says that it's these four avodis? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Va'atu vanecha itra, you and your children with you, referring to Aaron HaKohen, Tishma es kunaschem, you shall guard your kihuna, l'chol dvar mizbeach, for everything related to the mizbeach, l'mibes laparoches, as well as for the things in the Kodesh HaKodashim, vavadtem, and you will do the avoda, avodus matona etin es kunaschem, vazarika avyumas, I will give your service of giving, Vazarkar Avumas, and any non-Kohen who gets too close will be terminated. Avodas Matanav Lavodas Siluk. You hear that? So Rav says, well, it says Avodas Matana, a service of giving, not a service of removing. Chumas Hadeshen, of course, is removing ash from the Mizbeach. We are talking about putting things, like Zrika Sadam, Haktara, Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayin, things that you're putting. Vavadtem, and when it says that you will do a service, so va'avadetem is like avoda tama, complete. Avoda tama v'avoda sheish achrei avoda. It has to be a complete service, a completion of a service, not a step in a completion of a service. And therefore, zrikas adam is the final step of like shchita, right? You do shchita, kabbalah sadam, olacha sadam. It completes with zrikas adam, throwing it on the mizbeach. Of course, burning something on the mizbeach. That's kind of like the last step there, right? Nisuch hamayim, nisuch hayayin. These are all the final things that you're going to be doing. The Levi, how come Levi includes Trumas Hadeshen? Rabbi Rachman l'chol dvarim mizbeach. When the pasuk says, right, that same pasuk says l'chol dvarim mizbeach, all of the things of the mizbeach. So it includes also that comes to include even Trumas Hadeshen. V'Rava u'lasui shevazo shebefnim v'sheba mitzora. According to Rav, he says that the ulichol dvarim mizbeach comes to include the when you have a par helim dover shel tzibor and a par kohen mashiach, right? These are special types of korban chatases that their blood is sprinkled inside the heichol, as well as the blood that's thrown in between the aron hakodesh, the aron on Yom Kippur by the kohen gadol, as well as the oil of a mitzora, that these are things that are sprinkled inside the heichal, or in the case of the Kohen Gadol, inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. So if a czar does any of these things, he needs to be terminated. V'levi nafkalei midvar l'chol dvar. So how does Levi know that these additional avodes, these sprinklings of the blood inside, also, if a czar does them, he needs to be terminated. So he learns out from, well, it could have said kol dvar, but it said lichol dvar, to include these additional things. V'rav, dvar, lichol dvar, lo darish. Whereas Rav doesn't have the tradition, at least, of learning that from, it could have said dvar, but it says lichol dvar, to include those additional things. And therefore, he just learns it out from, you know, it doesn't learn out from the extra lamed, he just learns it out from the fact that it says l'chol dvar, that's how we learn out these additional sprinkles from inside. Levi learns out from the extra lamed, that's how he learns out these additional sprinklings that are inside. And just from the general kol dvar, he learns out even truma sedeshin. Very, very nice. So that in a nutshell, it's the machlokas between Rav and Levi. Rav says that the avodis that a zar is chayv misa for are zrika, sadam, haktara, nisuch hamayim, nisuch hayayin, and then we also additionally learned out these parlam davar shel tzibur, par kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, and the mitzora. Fine. The nafkamina is really when it comes to chumas hadeshen. Levi says that a zar who does chumas hadeshen will additionally be chayv misa. Now, frag the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha on Levi. The Kasha is based on the concept of Klal Ufrat. It is not a difficult concept. We've seen it a few times before. What is the concept of Klal Ufrat? The concept is this. When you have a general rule followed by a specific rule, then everything is simply limited to that specific rule. That if you have a general rule and then it is followed by a specific rule, forget about the general rule. It is entirely limited into that specific rule. So now, frag the Gemara, so let's say, sure, Levi, granted that when the Pasuk says L'chol Dvar Mizbeach, it's inclusive. And you want to say from there that it includes even the Chumas Sadeshen. But, Avodas Matana Prat. But then when it says after that, Avodas Matana, that it is a service of giving, of placing, that should limit all of the services to services of giving, not services of removing. So Levi, why don't we say klal ufrat, that even though you have that beautiful riboy, but it's followed by a prat, so it should all be limited to just avodas matanas, things that are placing, not things that are removing. Good kasha, right? Of course. So klal ufrat, when you have a klal followed by a prat, ein b'chlal el ma'aseh b'prat. So all that's included is just whatever the specific detail is limited to. Avodas matana in avodas siluglo. Let's say that Yechai, Azar is chai for Avodas Matana, not for Avodas Siluk, not for Chumas Hadeshen. Omar Kra answers Levi, well, Lemaise, the Pasuk says, Lemibes la paroches ve'avaditim. That if you look at the Pasuk, sure, it says Avodas Matana. It says L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. And then later on it says Avodas Matana. But they're not immediately, directly juxtaposed. In between there, it says, Ulmibes la parochas vavadatem. So Levi says, look, it's not a direct klal ufrat. It's broken up. It's broken up by the words, Ulmibes la parochas in the Kodesh HaKodashim vavadatem. And you will do the avod. And therefore he says that what we learn out from there, so he says, forget about the klal ufrat. It's broken up. It's interrupted. And instead, Ulmibes la parochas vavadatem, what we learn out is that it says in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and you will do the service, Ulmibes la parochas, Hu tavodas matana velo avodas siluk, right? Meaning it says when we base labrochus vavaditem avodas matana etin es kunaskem vazar kar vumos. That it says when we base labrochus vavaditem, that it's talking about the avoda in the kodesh hakodashim, and then it says avoda immediately after that avodas matana. So what Levi wants to argue is that this concept of avodas matana, of specifically needing to be a placing and not a removing, is only the service in the kodesh hakodashim. We're only doing, right, if a czar does a service that he is placing, it'll be chayiv misa, but if he does one that he's removing, he wouldn't necessarily be chayiv misa, at least not for that. So based on paroches hu avodas matana, that when we say a service of placing, that is specifically in the Kodesh HaKodashim. V'lo avodas siluk, but not a service of removing. Habachutz, when it comes to outside of the Heichel, afil avodas siluk, then it would be even avodas siluk, even removing, such as the Chumas Hadeshen. That's what Levi wants to argue. Affecting Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, Levi, vavadetem nami, but Gemara, what do we learn out from avodatam? Avodatam, that it needs to be a complete avoda. It has to be something that is the conclusion of the steps, such as zrika, haktara, nisuch. But frekti Gemara, avodatam is juxtaposed directly to unmibes la paroches, right? So it literally says unmibes la paroches vavadatam. So are we going to say Nami, el mi base la paroches hu da avodatama, V'lo avoda sheish achrei avoda. So when we say that it has to be the completion of avoda, is that specifically only in the kodesh hakodashim? Habachutz. But if it's outside the heichal, afilu avoda sheish achrei avoda, then even avodas that have other steps after them, Levi, would you say that you'd be chayev, that a zar would be chayev for those outside of the heichal because vavadetem is limited only to the kodesh hakodashim? And notice that I'm saying outside of the heichal and the kodesh hakodashim. What about inside the heichal? We'll get there in a second. So the Gemara answers vavadetem hader arbe kra. That the vav in vavadetem, says Levi, is coming to include even outside. It's to say that vavadetem, when it says it has to be a complete avoda, it's not limited to the kodesh hakodashim. It's even zrika sadam on the mizbeach achitzon, for example. Well, yeah, obviously, but it would exclude anything that isn't, so let's say, shchita or holacha. It has to be a completion of the avoda. Fine. Now, frekt rava, avoda silub beheichol mahu. So now, what about in the heichol? We've been talking about mibeis la paroches, which is the kodesh kodashim. We've been also talking about outside of the heichol, such as, like on the mizbeach achitzon. But what about in the heichol? If you do, according to Levi, who says that avodas matana is limited to the kodesh hakodashim. What if you do an avodas siluk? Let's say, I don't know, removing bread from the shulchan or something. You do avodas siluk in the heichal. Do we say that avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk is only in the kodesh hakodashim, or maybe it's also in the heichal? So lifnim midaminan le, do we compare it to the kodesh hakodashim, or lachutz midaminan le, or do we compare it to outside? In which case, according to Levi, avodas siluk would be chayv, right? Meaning Levi says that you would be chayv for chumas hadeshen, which is outside the Heichal and Mizbeach HaChitzon. But he also says that you'd be potter for Avodah Siluk in the Kodesh HaKodashim, because it's only Avodah Matana, it's the exclusion of Avodah Siluk. What about in the Heichal? So the Pashta, so Rava answers, Mibes Ule Mibes. It could have said Mibes, but it says Ule Mibes to include also the Heichal, to compare it to the Kodesh HaKodashim. And it's meaning, it doesn't say just Mibes la parochas, which is the kodesh hakodashim. It says ule mibes to include that it's not just the kodesh hakodashim, it's also the heichal, that avodas matana velo avodas siluk is by the heichal as well. Fine. Frakti gemara, ele me'ata zar shesider es ha'shulchan l'chayev. Frakti gemara, if we're saying that an avodah tama you're chayev for, a complete avodah you're chayev for, so let me ask you a kasha. If you have a zar who put the bread into the shulchan, should he be chayav for that? So you can see the bazichin. So the Gemara says, well, that's not exactly the last stage, a final stage of avoda. Because after putting the bread into the shulchan, you also have to put the what were those called? The bazichin. I don't know, we can call them spoons. I feel like there was another word for them, but let's call them spoons. You got like these like spoons that you put on top full of ketores, of frankincense, levona. So see the bazichin l'chayev. Okay, fine. Seder. So what if he puts these spoons of frankincense on top of the shulchan? Maybe he'll be chayev for that. He could see look ve'aktora. Says, yeah, but that's not the final step either. The final step is then the following Shabbos when they remove the spoonfuls of frankincense and burn them on the mizbeach. That is the final avoda, and burning, of course, we know that you'll be chayev for. Zar shesider sa menorah lichayev. Okay, but what about if a non-Kohen sets up the menorah? Maybe you should be chayev for that. Ika nisinas psila. So the Gemara says, yeah, but after setting up the candles, there's also the, you have to put the wick in there. Nasam psila lichayev. Okay, fine. So what about the person who puts the wick? Ika nisinas shemen. Well, you still have to put in the oil. Okay, fine. So nasam shemen lichayev. So why don't we say that the fellow who puts the oil in the menorah will be chayev? Ika adlaka. Well, you still have to light it. Hidlik v'chayev. Okay, fine. So why don't we say that the fellow who lights it is chayev? Hadlak alav avodahi. So we say, yeah, but lighting isn't an avoda, and therefore he won't be chayev for lighting. All right, for lighting the menorah. V'lo, but one second. Lighting the menorah is not an avoda. V'atani, we learn in the Bryce, v'nosnu b'nei Aharon ha'koyin eshal mizbeach, that the children of Aharon will put a fire on the mizbeach, v'archu etzim ala esh, and then they will put wood on the fire, limed, ala tzosas il yisa, shelo tei ela b'koyin, kosher v'chle shoris, teaches that lighting the sort of initial twigs that's going to light the mizbeach, that has to be done by a koyin and who's wearing the big day kahuna. And therefore, so we see that lighting a fire is taka an avoda. So then maybe a zar, a non-koyin, who lit the menorah should be chayv. So the Gemara answers, atzosas ilyus avodai ataka lav avodai. Yeah, lighting, sparking the mizbeach is an avoda that must be done by a koyin wearing big day kahuna. However, lighting the menorah is not an avoda, and therefore, if a zar did it, he would not be chayv misa. Elam yata zar shesidos samay rocha lichayv. Fracti Gemara. What if a non-kohen sets up the pyre of the mizbeach? Maybe he should be chayv for that. Ikasidush negziri etzim. Well, after that, you still have to put those two boards of wood on top of it. Fine. So sidush negziri lichayv. Well, what if you put those two strips of wood on top? Maybe he should be chayv for that. Well, after that, you still have to put the limbs on the mizbeach. But one second, for Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zesha Sider, Shnei Gzir Eitzim Chayiv. But one second, Rav Asi says the name of Rav Yochanan, that the fellow who sets up the two boards of wood will taka be chayiv. So on the one hand, we have Rav who says that you would be potter, that Azar would not be chayiv for putting those two strips of wood on the mizbeach because they're still the nesina sevarim. Yet Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that actually, if you put the two strips of wood on the mizbeach, you'll be chayiv. So ba pligid, this machlok is between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Masav avodatamei, masav lav avodatamei. That Rabbi Yochanan considers the shnei gzirei etzim to be a complete avoda. Rav does not consider it to be a complete avoda because you still have to put the limbs on the mizbeach. And therefore, you would be Azar would be potter. Tanei Kavosi deRav, Tanei Kavosi deLevi. We have a brisa supporting Rav, who does not include Trumas HaDeshen, and we have a brisa supporting Levi, who includes Trumas HaDeshen in the things that Azar would be chayv misa for. Tanei Kavosi deRav. We have a brisa supporting Rav. Avodos shezar chayv aleim. What are the services that Azar, a non-kohen, would be chayv misa for? Chayv aleim misa. Zrika sadam. Doing the zrika ben lifnai v'lifnim, whether it's in the heichal, whether it's in the kodesh kodashim, v'amaze bechatos ha'of, and somebody who sprinkles the blood of a sin bird offering, v'amakter ba'olas ha'of, somebody who squeezes the blood against the mizbeach, and somebody who burns in olas ha'of, v'amenasech shlosh lugin, mayim shlosh lugin yain, it's somebody who libates three logs of water or three logs of wine. So we see in this brisa zrika, haktara, and the two types of nisuch, nisuch hamayim, nisuch hayayin, but no mention of chumas hadeshen. Tanei kavasi de Levi, and we have a brisa supporting Levi. Avodos shezar chayv aleihen misa. What are the services that a zar will be chayv misa? Hameiru mesadeshen, somebody who does chumas hadeshen v'sheva azor shebefnim, as well as the sprinkling seven times inside, right in the heichal or even in the kodesh kodashim v'sheva mitzora, and the sprinkling of the oil of the mitzora inside the heichal. V'amayla agab mizbeach. Bein davar kosher, bein davar pasul, and somebody who puts onto the mizbeach, a zar who puts on the mizbeach, whether it's something kosher, whether it is something pasul, he'll be chayv for that. Therefore, so we see that this brisa mentions trumas hadeshen, so it's a support for Levi. I think that we will stop it here. Chevet, that was daf chaf dalet of Masechet Yoma. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's do a shtickle review. At the beginning, we continued with machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about is trumas Adeshin considered an avoda or not. Reish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. We had a machlokas about the word yilbash, that when the pasuk says it says an extra time yilbash. What do we learn from there? Rabbi Yehuda says that we learn out that the trumas adeshin needs to be done in addition to the mechnasayim and the ktones. You also need to be wearing the mitznefes ve'avnet. That is what Rabbi Yehuda learns out from there. Rabbi Dosa learns out from yilbash that the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur can be worn by regular Kohanim the rest of the year. Rebbe argues and says no, what it teaches is that regular Kohanim are allowed to use just worn out clothing. That would be acceptable. We wanted to say that Rebbe Yehuda holds that because you need a mitznefes and an avnet because it's a regular avoda. Rebbe Dosa will say that you don't need a mitznefes va'avnet because it's not a regular avoda. So therefore, Rish Lakish would say like Rebbe Dosa, and Rebbe Yochanan would say like Rebbe Yehuda. We say no, Rebbe Dosa and Rebbe Yehuda both agree that actually Truma Sadeshin is an avoda, and Rebbe Dosa's opinion is that you actually don't need the pasuk to teach me that you need the Kohen needs to wear the mitznefes va'avnet because it's obvious. We had an interesting shaila about what is the amount, what's the shear that you need for Truma Sadeshin. We said it's a fistful, a kometz, because we compare it to a mincha. And then we got into machlokas between Rav and Levi regarding the activities that a non-kohen will be chayv misa for if he does them, the services that it will be chayv misa for if he does them. According to Rav, it is zrika sadam, haktara, burning things on the mizbeach, pouring the wine and the wine libations and the water libations. According to Levi, he includes as well trumas adeshen. The conditions for Rav were that it needs to be an avoda tama, it has to be a complete avoda. As well as something that, it's avodas matana, it's giving, not removing, whereas Levi includes from l'chol avoda, he includes also Truma Sadeshin. That's essentially the machlokas. We kind of went back and forth a little bit after that, but that was really sort of the core focus, I would say, of a lot of the daf today. Cheve, hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day. Peace out.